As the pheasants wait to be released, Clint Brunson, a wildlife recreation program specialist, tells me that pheasant populations used to be higher, with just a few natural predators like skunks and coyotes. Now there are more fox, raccoons, and predatory birds bringing the pheasant populations down.
In some areas, the fields that people used to hunt are now all houses. And so there's not a place for the kind of reproduction necessary for the hunting pressure that still occurs.
Pheasants are raised in Box Elder County and Nephi. 10,000 of them are being released throughout the state of Utah for the hunt that starts this Saturday.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to grab two boxes, and we're going to take those boxes and we're going to release these birds, and we'll let them sail. If you release them at night, they don't fly very far, meaning that they probably won't travel off the property that we're releasing them on. So they're there for the hunters in the morning as well.
With easier access to the pheasants, Brunson says this is also an opportunity for kids and beginner hunters to develop their skills. The DWR has had positive feedback from the community as it gives people the chance to spend quality time outdoors. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.